Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so what are we going to talk about today? I have no idea what we're going to talk about.
I know that. I wrote in the description, the speech. And that was it.
We're going to talk about that. We have to talk about MyPillow first. And I have.
Well, obviously.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I have decided something. I've decided, since my daughter and I are in this apartment by ourselves for like the next 4.5 weeks, I've decided that I have a king size bed. I've never had a king size bed. I know you have one.
Yeah.
And you find it delightful. But delightful. I have this giant king size bed all to myself. So my daughter and I have found ourselves sleeping together in this bed a lot, like the Gilmore Girls. This is basically who we are now. And so we have these slumber parties all the time where she'll come into bed and we'll like snuggle and we'll watch, you know, TV and stuff like that. And so I've decided I want to get like 9 My Pillows and just like have them all over this giant king size bed. And then we could just like have, you know, just these slumber parties and like eat Doritos and stuff and watch,
yeah,
you know, terrible TV and whatnot. And
have, I think that's a fantastic idea.
Surrounded by the goodness of My Pillows.
That sounds glorious.
Doesn't it? I mean, yes. it makes even the speech last night better.
Does it?
Like, well, maybe like because we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a second. Because I found myself in a fit of despair last night. And the only thing that could help me was a MyPillow. So you guys have got to go to MyPillow.com or call the number below.
1-800-875-0513 if you're listening and not watching.
The code is
it's CHICKS. And don't forget, it's 40% off of my slippers, which are slip-ons, or the moccasins. By the way, those are suede on the outside. Did we mention that? Have we mentioned that they're suede, on the outside?
Uh-huh.
So they're super soft.
They're luxurious.
Very luxurious.
Absolutely luxurious. Kim, you have like your own zip code in your king size bed. They are so giant.
Oh my God, I love them. Like, I cannot live without it.
Giant.
Cannot.
I feel like my husband and like we'd be on separate equators if we had a king size bed.
You realize that you can actually still cuddle. Right,
yeah,
you just come together.
Like, but you,
and then when you're sleeping, you just have room.
I know, like so much room.
So much room. But then you have dogs. God. See, that's the thing. You have all the dogs.
Our dogs are not allowed up on the bed. We have Great Danes. I mean, like you got, but I mean, my God, there's so much room. You guys, a lot of activities can happen on a king size bed. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know.
Anyway, MyPillow keeps trying to say that their slippers are made from some like amazing combo of MyPillow fill and like memory foam cushion and like gel and all this. It's not. It's kitten fur.
It's kitten fur.
Squeezy technology.
It's squeezy technology. That's what it
They're
is.
They're going to try to sell you on all this memory
Whatever.
Foam and MyPillow stuff.
The chicks know. Don't try to pull the wool over. Don't try to pull the whatever technology over our eyes. It's kitten fur and squeezy technology.
That's right. The jig is up, MyPillow. We are on to you. Get your stuff using code CHICKS at MyPillow.com.
40% off, you guys.
So you started to watch.
There was a speech last night. I started to watch. I turned it on. I was in bed in my giant, giant, enormous king-size bed. And I start to watch. And it was like, I turned it on. I see the two cackling, awful people behind him,
yeah,
and then him, and I became depressed. I just became instantly depressed, and I just thought, I don't know if I can't. There's no way I'm gonna get through this. So I watched maybe like, I don't know, 7 minutes of it. You know, and then I was like, I have to go to bed. I can't do this. And then I watched clips of it this morning. And of course, the Tim Scott rebuttal was everything.
Yeah. And Tim Scott, you know, Uncle Tim is trending now because the left are gigantic racist jerks.
Can you even with
it's
this?
It's so gross.
Uncle
so gross.
Tim. Uncle Tim is trending on Twitter. But yeah, but we're the racists.
I know. It's unbelievable. Yeah, he was amazing. And I was so glad that like on my way in this morning, that's what I heard first. So I felt like that set the tone for my mood today. You know what I mean? Instead of hearing Biden first, right, I heard Tim Scott first, which was great.
Yeah. He was awesome. He was just phenomenal. And you know, he shed light on all that. He said all the thing, covered all the points. And he's such a positive, wonderful human being,
mm-hmm,
that, I mean, it does give you a little bit of hope that there are at least some good politicians out there.
Oh yeah. I mean, he's the best. And, you know, the thing about him is he's got this really great delivery of just the way that he delivers his message is so there's something just so kind about him and so dear about him. And I love that he, you know, it wasn't very long. I think it was what, like 6 minutes? I mean, 15, somewhere between 6, 9 minutes or even, I don't even know.
I think it was around 6 minutes, Monk. I think it was.
It was so, so quick. Mm-hmm. And so, but he said so much in that short amount of time. And I love that he hit on critical race theory and just this whole idea. I love that that's become such a hot topic and that he addressed it. Yeah. Which was fantastic. Okay, so do you want me to share my screen to share that little clip of him that was so good?
Yeah.
Or should I? Okay. Yeah. All right, I'm going to share my screen. And because I do have that clippy clip of him being so amazing. Let me make sure the sound is on. There's so many things to set up to make it share.
I know that you want to just like, you just want to hold up your phone and just be done with it.
I know. Okay. Here we go. Here it is. Can you see him?
I can.
All right, let me embiggen him. I'll embiggen him.
Tim Scott face.
Here we go.
Today, kids are being taught that the color of their skin defines them again. And if they look a certain way, they're an oppressor. From colleges to corporations to our culture, people are making money and gaining power by pretending we haven't made any progress at all. By doubling down on the divisions, we've worked so hard to heal. You know this stuff is wrong. Hear me clearly. America is not a race-based country. It's backwards to fight discrimination with different types of discrimination. And it's wrong to try to use our painful past to dishonestly shut down debates in the present. Today, kids are being taught that the
playing again.
Right, right. I mean, he's awesome. He's absolutely right.
I just love him.
50% correct. Yeah, I know. I love him too.
Thank you, Bobby Joe. Bobby just sent a very generous super sticker.
Oh my
gosh, thank you very much for that.
Sweet. Thank you. Yeah, and he talked about all sorts. He talked about how, you know, Biden was what a lot of us are thinking, which is Biden came in saying, "I'm going to be this great unifier." You're full of crap.
Yeah.
Full of absolute crap. We are more divided than ever. And basically you've come in bulldozing all of these things that basically you came in like a wrecking ball, Miley. you wanted to come in and just undo everything that Trump did. It doesn't matter what it is. And there was no mention of the border last night. Like there's
Oh, well, at the end. I mean, like he got to the border.
I mean,
it was so late in the game.
Right.
Oh my God. It was so late in the game. And he basically said about it, listen, I've put Kamala in charge. It's all going to be fine.
Oh, yeah.
And besides, I gave you guys an immigration plan. So if you care about what's happening at the border, you just need to pass it. That was his answer.
Okay. Right. But like, seriously, is that addressing it, Mock? I mean, is that really, does anybody believe that anything's really going to happen with the border? That it's going to be what it was?
For him to say that Kamala is taking care of it, she won't even go.
Exactly.
She won't even go.
Like, who has confidence in that? Raise your hand.
I know. Thank you, Shelly.
Thank you, Shelly.
The end, when he did talk about it, he was like, on day one of my presidency, I kept my commitment and I sent a comprehensive immigration bill to Congress. So if you believe we need a secure border, pass it. He's literally laying it on Congress. And then he keeps talking about how we need to figure out the root causes of it. Yeah, the root causes of it are you.
Yeah.
Telling everyone to come.
Right. The root cause is you and your liberal brigade telling migrants, hey, come on over here for free crap.
Yeah.
That's the root cause. I'm so tired of them. Exactly. I'm so tired of them acting as if the only reason that they're coming is because they're fleeing from something. Like all of a sudden, there's something that they're fleeing from, or all of a sudden, there's like this huge problem that wasn't there 2-3 years ago. Listen, it's pretty obvious that they're coming because, you know, these people are wearing Biden Harris shirts.
Right.
Hey, we're the chicks. We're coming at you and we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16 and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks. And they're answering that question. Like when they're asked, why did you come? Oh, because Biden is going to let me in. He's going to take care of me.
Right. They promised me. They promised me free crap.
Mm-hmm. That's why. Did you see what Lauren Boebert did?
No.
So I couldn't believe she got to go, but like, cause there were only 200 people invited. Yeah. So, and Nancy, to her credit, she did split up the tickets evenly among Democrats and Republicans. So there were 40 each from the House and 30 each from the Senate.
Yeah.
And Lauren Boebert got to come and she draped one of those aluminum foil blankets over her lap.
Oh my God. I love it. That is fantastic.
She made like this big deal of like, you know, rolling it out and then like draping it over herself.
That is the best. Oh my God. That is fantastic.
Isn't that hilarious? But there were such idiots like from CNN who were like tweeting about it saying, I don't even know what she's trying to prove with that. Maybe she's just trying to say, hey, remember that there's a border crisis, you morons, that you created?
Yeah, and everybody's going to be asleep when he talks about it for like 2 seconds at the end and doesn't really address it and like brushes it off and says, oh, hey, Kamala will take care of it even though she's not taking care of it. This administration is so full of shit. I mean, give me a break.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, it's I'm just surprised that she didn't like cuddle up underneath it and sleep like everybody like.
Like Ted Cruz?
Like Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz fell asleep. He was so all of us because he was just like, he was doing that fake. Because that's the thing. It was so purposefully boring. The way he speaks is so boring.
Right.
It's painful.
Yeah. It's I guess you can attribute some of that to the speechwriter, right? I mean, it's not like Biden has any hand in anything that he ever says or does. I mean, he's a puppet. He's a puppet for liberals. He's a puppet for the Democrat Party. He doesn't even know what he's saying or doing ever. Like when it comes to executive orders, when it comes to his speeches, I mean, he just gets up there and he does whatever it is that they want him to do. So he's very malleable, which is why he's there.
People are speculating that the reason it was so purposefully boring is so that we would all be distracted from how socialist it was. And I think that's absolutely right. Because, of course, he talks about the $6 trillion plan that he has to just give everybody everything all the time. Mm-hmm. So I don't do math, as you know. I do not. And I don't want to even claim that Siri knows how to do math. I don't know if Siri knows how to do math. I'm assuming she can do it better than I can. So I asked Siri this morning, hey, well, I don't want to say your name now because then my phone will light up.
You?
That's what I said. I said while I was driving, I was like, hey, you, what is $6 trillion divided by 330 million Americans?
Right.
And what she said is $18,000.
Oh, so, man, you can afford that, right? It's like have $18,000, right?
No, I'm saying why does the government need to make us all get $6 trillion worth of crap when they can literally just give us all $18,000. For a lot of people, $18,000 is life-changing amounts of money. So just give it to us. We're smart. We know how to deal with it. We know how to take care of money. We'll get our own. We'll take care of childcare. We'll take care of college. We'll take care of all of our stuff because we know how to save and invest $18,000.
If that were the case, Mark, then I could say that about Social Security too. I'm never going to freaking get it. And I've been paying into that crap ever since I was 14 years old. And so give that back to me too. Give it all back to me. Let me invest it myself because I could do a hell of a lot better job than the federal government. So, I mean, same thing could be said for that. These people just want your money. That's all they want.
This and is the whole thing about how it's time for corporations to pay their fair share.
Sick
of that phrase.
I'm sick of it too. It's taxation is theft is all it is. I'm so sick of this garbage. It's like it's more and more and more. They just want more and more and more. It just keeps going up and up. When is enough enough? What is the amount that is enough for these people? What is the amount? I mean, seriously, you and I have a small business. It's like, it's obscene what they take from people. It's obscene. Seriously, when is enough enough? Small businesses get hit the worst. Seriously, the little guy gets completely screwed. It's insanity. And then regular people, they say, oh, we're not going to affect the middle class. Oh my God, give me a break. The middle class gets screwed too. They always get screwed. So, I mean, I get so tired of this. Like, okay, we're 6 trillion, this trillion, that trillion. It's like, it's never going to be enough. We are broke. Eventually the levee's going to break, right? And we're going to, it's like we owe people money all over the world. We're going to, when is it going to actually stop? At some point, something's going to break, right? At some point, they're eventually going to run out of other people's money, right?
They don't ever understand that. They don't understand how I can't believe it, because no matter where this has ever been tried ever, it doesn't ever work.
Well,
and
I think
they never learn this lesson.
I think they don't learn the lesson because they always get the Mac Daddy pensions. They always get taken care of. They are the people who benefit. We're the people who are paying the bill. You know, it's like a drunk teenage girl on spring break with her daddy's credit card. She doesn't understand it. They are the drunk teenage girls. We are the parents. So this is why they don't understand it, because we've never said enough is enough. And that's why they don't understand it.
Well, and what's amazing is that, you know, if you look at all the mainstream media outlets today are saying that everybody loved his speech, that no matter what polling they did, everybody just thought it was so inspiring and presidential and hopeful and amazing and awesome, because people are morons. And this is why, if you feel despair about anything, it should be that, because there are so many people who thought this was amazing. This was all great. Yes, of course, the government needs to take care of all of us from cradle to grave. Of course. Of course, that's their responsibility. People legit believe that. And they are way more dangerous than anybody else are the people who keep voting these clowns in.
Yeah. I mean, it's, and I wonder, like, about these people and who run corporations, you know, these executives who voted for this clown. And now they're like, wait, who's going to pay for all this?
Oh, wait, I'm supposed to?
Oh, what? Shit. Is that me? Am I supposed to? Oh, crap. Because this is the thing. It's going to fall on a lot of these people's shoulders who bought into the happy feels.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and that's the thing, is when he talked about the taxes specifically, like when he talked about how is he going to pay for the $16 trillion plan? That's when I was like, wait, how do you not hear the words that are coming out of your face? Because he even says, here's all the stuff we're going to pay for. And then how are we going to do it? Oh, we're only going to make the corporations pay. We're going to put the capital gains tax back to where it was during the Bush administration, and it's not going to affect middle class families. And I don't understand how he can say that with a straight face and not think that there's going to be people that know the jig is up, that know exactly what he's doing.
Right.
And then he keeps saying, oh, we're going to have all these amazing jobs. First, he says we're going to pay for 2 years of college. And then he says 90% of the jobs that I'm creating are not going to require college. Mm-hmm. So what are your priorities, you demented old fool?
Right. And then the $15 minimum wage, how he hiked that up for federal employees. I found that was pretty interesting how it was for federal employees.
Because he can just do that with executive order.
Right. You can just do that sweeping across the federal government, because guess who's paying for that? All of us private employees out here who are paying your freaking salaries. You can do that with the sweep of a pen, you asshat. It's like we can talk because we're the ones paying for you.
Yeah.
It's like, but eventually you're going to run out of that money, because it's like you're growing the federal government. You're growing the government so big that you're going to run out of people to pay for that government, because who pays for the government? That would be us.
I don't know why people don't get that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Devonna, and congratulations. Devonna is celebrating 5 years in remission today.
Oh, my gosh.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Congratulations, and God bless you.
Right? That's so, so amazing.
That is so amazing. So amazing.
Why won't Vice President Kamala Harris actually visit the border and see the crisis for herself? I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll tell you what I saw firsthand in Tijuana. I'll also be joined by war correspondent Michael Yon, who is reporting on migrants from the jungles of Panama. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of CNN, so Because one, the other thing that Biden talked a lot about is his ability to get this vaccine out to everybody, and not a single word of credit to the previous administration for having created the vaccine and actually getting it done in warp speed and starting that whole distribution process. Not a word. And in fact, CNN tried to say, and I'm not making this up, there were two different quotes that I heard that I couldn't believe. One was that everyone knows Operation Warp Speed took place because of the Biden administration. They actually said that.
Everybody knows that? Everybody? Who's everybody? Raise your hand, because I didn't know. I wasn't aware of that. I thought, because I mean, I'm a thinking, rational human being, and I know that it didn't start with Biden at all. Mm-hmm.
No, in fact, Biden was probably one of the people that was like, Trump doesn't know what he's talking about. There's no way we can get a vaccine this quickly. Right. Then Nicole Wallace on CNN actually said, this was my favorite thing that I saw on Twitter today. She said, I guess on her analysis or recap last night, she basically said Operation Warp Speed is not responsible for putting a single shot into anyone's arm under Trump. Really? And then everybody was tweeting at her the picture of Joe Biden getting it in December. And they were like, come again? You said what?
Yeah. So like, what are you drinking? Like these people, it's amazing. They try so hard, but they're once again, I mean, we'll say this every day until the end of time. There are so, I see dumb people. I see dumb people. And they're all like, oh yeah, Operation Warp Speed was Biden. And
Biden created the vaccine in his kitchen.
He did it on his stove. He did it himself.
It's insane.
He did that, you guys. He did it with Hunter, because Hunter's really good at drugs.
He's got all the right equipment.
Right.
Also, CNN had a, before the speech, they had a headline yesterday that said, Joe Biden is going, in his speech tonight, Joe Biden is going to show his, and I'm not making this up, moderate radicalism.
What? What is that? Is that like jumbo shrimp? What is that? What is that?
Yes, it's like beautiful hideousness.
I know. What?
It's like fat thinness.
What is it? Is it like limited government? What is that?
It's like evil goodness.
Okay.
That's what it is. It's all evil goodness.
Okay. I don't know.
Seriously, what in the world, CNN? What are you doing?
God, CNN is like, they're just, they are such a caricature at this point. Like, they're ridiculous. They are absolute ridiculousness at this point. If you actually watch that channel and you're not like giggling to yourself all the time, there's something seriously wrong with you.
Is that where that Chris Saliza guy is from? Is that his station? I forget where Chris Saliza is from.
I don't know. Is he MSNBC or
one of them? But he apparently tweeted, because you know when Kamala and Nancy were standing behind him,
and their diapers and their face diapers,
and he made the comment like, you know, Madam Speaker and Madam Vice President, blah blah blah, welcome. Blah. And he was like, I'm the very first U.S. president that gets to say that. And that's like amazing for that time. And so Chris Saliza posted that like a kid, I don't know if it was his kid or like a niece or nephew or what.
Yeah.
But he said, my kid knew who Kamala was, but then asked about Nancy Pelosi, is that Joe Biden's mom?
Oh, my God. That is the best. That is the best. I hope that she saw that. I hope she saw it. Especially, and I hope her surgeon saw it too. He needs to step it up.
Stop wearing the mask now. She's going to be like, you need to see my youthful visage.
My youthful non-movement appearance. It doesn't move. There is no emotion. Can't you see?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So great. God. If there was any other, moderate radicalism. I'm trying to think if there were any other. Oh, so I could show you the clip of, so there was a moment where Biden said, we can't just build back better. We need to build back better.
Are you, I missed that. I totally missed it. Do you have it?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. I would love
my phone.
That would make my day if I could see that. I would love to be able to see that.
I will get it for you because that was one of my favorites. And then the other favorite was
that's the stuff that liberals love the most. That's when he's really like so leadery to them is when he says crap like that. Stand up, Chuck. I got hairy legs.
Oh, and then there was where he did have a big jumble, like where you know how he has trouble getting words out sometimes?
Right, because he has, cognitive decline.
And Kamala is in the back of him nodding like, you can do it. You can get that word out, Joe. You can do it. I'm not kidding. I'm going to show you.
It's like that guy in The Water Boy. You can do it. You can do it. He's that.
Are you ready?
She's that guy.
Watch Kamala.
Okay.
Has to represent the essence of what our country stands for. America is an idea.
It's an idea.
The most unique idea in history.
He's still screaming.
We are created, all of us, equal. It's who we are.
Right.
And we cannot walk away from that principle.
It's coming, I promise.
And in fact, say we're dealing with the American idea. With regard to Russia, I know it concerns some of you, but I made very clear to Putin. We're not going to seek escalation.
See, you're nodding. You can do it.
But their actions.
You got it, Joe.
You can do it. You can do it. He's like, excuse me. Excuse me.
I got to have the bill. Okay, here's Bill.
I wonder how many meds he took to get through that speech. Seriously.
Okay, here it is.
Win the 21st century. We're at a great inflection point in history. We have to do more than just build back better.
Yeah.
We have to build back better.
Yeah.
We got to do more than build back better.
We got to build back better. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
That is our freaking president, you guys. He is leading our country.
Oh my God.
Everybody pray.
For real. Cause
I mean, it's pray hard. Cause Lord help us.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The guy that wants to speak Australian is back. Cause I can't, are we done? Can we stop talking about him now?
I can't talk about Biden anymore. Cause I get great anxiety. You guys, I got enough anxiety in my life. I can't deal. So we're going to have to just move on to a guy who wants to speak Australian and says his R is really funny. Okay. Can we all agree that's where we're going right now? It's like we got 5 more minutes left of this broadcast and we got to move on to the Australian dude, okay? All right?
You remember how Ashley Judd always goes to visit the bonobos or the bonobos or those like those ape things? You know what I'm talking about? Like those ape things that are called bonobos?
She does it with the god of her understanding, yes.
Bonobos? I don't know how to say it, okay?
How do you say it, you guys? Somebody tell us how to say it.
Well, we're going to learn how you say it in Australian.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So all right. Here he
well,
is.
Then maybe he could show her how to say it.
Okay. Here he goes.
This is me if I were Australian and I went to the zoo to take photos of bonobos.
Bonobos.
And if you look to your left, you'll see a family of bonobos. Wow, bonobos. Sorry, mate. No photos of bonobos. No photos of bonobos. No bonobos photos. No bonobos photos. No bonobos photos. Oh, look, a kimono.
Did he say a kimono? Nobody's in the
I think it was one of those dragons, right? Like, just can't with him.
I love that guy. We need to be friends with that guy.
It's Mikey Lish. If you want to follow him,
I need to be friends with that guy.
And then also, I found something that made me think of you because of like how stressed out you've been lately.
I've been so stressed out. You guys, I've been so completely stressed out. Like, you have no idea. I'm on the verge of a mental breakdown. Just so everybody knows. It's no big deal. But if for some reason, I mean, I'm fine. It's fine. I'm just on the verge of a mental breakdown. It's fine.
So this is you, okay? This is you right now.
I do my hair, check my nails. Baby, how you doing? Get it over with.
That is my favorite. Play it again.
Okay.
Play it again. That's so me. Oh my God, it's so me right now.
Get it over with. I do my hair, check my nails.
That's me. That's me, you guys.
I thought that was so you.
It is so me. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm feeling overwhelmed, you guys. I'm feeling overwhelmed. Too much.
I also have another one of that really awesome Kardashian impersonator. So she's got an update. If you would like really? To see that one, I also have that update.
I really wish I could impersonate the Kardashians.
She's so good at it.
She is really good.
She's like, extraordinary. I'll tell you her name after, because I promise I'll tell you her name.
This is literally such torture. Literally torture. It's been 3 days since the city was put on full lockdown due to Conoroma. And I just feel like we're really suffering. I'm just having like a really hard time with these mandated masks. Yeah. It's like, what am I supposed to do now? Yeah. It's like I built my entire brand on my image. Yeah. And now it's like we have to wear these on our face. Yeah. Nobody really talks about how difficult Kenora is for pretty people. Like, what am I supposed to do now? Rely on my personality? Being pretty is my personality. It's almost like without your looks, you have no talent.
It's true.
So that
is really true. Speaking of,
let me give her name out really quick before I forget. Okay. It's Yuri Lamisbella.
Yuri Lamisbella?
Yeah.
She's funny. Speaking of the Kardashians, I read yesterday because, you know, I have to do this. Because I'm a masochist, I guess. I read about the Kardashians every once in a while on Page Six. But there was a story about how billionaires and all these like royalty people and everything are courting Kim Kardashian now. This is what is happening. Because she's going to be divorced. Like she's divorcing Kanye. So people like of all this stature, like I say people, men are all over the world are like courting her and trying to get her. Can you believe that?
Oh my God.
Like a chick that like her mother peddled her sex tape and she became this reality star. Just a Kim Kardashian. She has become this giant catch. Like, can you even? Like this is this is our world now. This is our world. So like this is what girls see. Girls see this girl who her mother went out, did this with her sex tape. She built up this empire, you know, she really has no. I'm not saying that she's probably a lovely girl, whatever. But when it comes to like talent, like just like what it says in that video, I mean, she's not a singer. She's not an actress.
Has a big butt.
Right. and now it's like, and this is where we are. So now it's, you know, people are courting her all over the world. These men are just clamoring.
Think about how much influence that butt had on beauty standards. Like now everybody wants that butt. I mean, I don't.
But like
people in the up and coming generations, that's what they aspire to.
Do you ladies want that butt?
I mean, but tell me, you know, I'm right though. Like, right? Because now all the workouts are geared towards building your booty. Yeah. In our day, we were like, do these jeans make my butt look big? And we didn't want them to.
Right. And it's not only that, but the look. I feel like women all kind of look like that now. Like if you go to Instagram and look at they all have that similar look. You know?
It's very contoured and very like photo finished.
Kardashian looking. They all want to look like Kardashians, like that generation.
It's a lot of work.
It's a whole lot of work. I'm never going to look like that.
I couldn't even if I wanted to, and I don't.
No, just not. It's like you say, it is it's a lot of work.
It looks like way too much work.
I'm just going to look like me and just be old. That's just the way it's going to be. Sorry, guys. Sorry, not sorry. Anyways, all right. So we hope that you enjoyed today's broadcast.
I mean, I tried to keep it lively and not just about the speech, right? Like, we can't just talk about that.
To me, the speech was super depressing. And really, the fact that he's the president is super depressing.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say about that. We really need to kick it up in the midterms, you guys. That's all. That's really all. That's my takeaway.
Yeah.
Last night. We really got to – and I used to say this a lot when we were in radio together. locally, I would say this to people, is get involved locally, you guys. If you can do that, even if you think you can't do it, like get involved in your local school boards, make sure that you're running, like run for local office. Even if you think, oh my God, I can't do that. You can, you mm-hmm. totally can.
You know, but how you know? Cause Joe Biden is president.
Right. And Kamala is vice president and Nancy Pelosi's an idiot. And look where she, I mean, like you are smart people. Get out there and get involved because we need more people who are like, you guys are here every day and you're listening to us and you're already engaged. So do the things because you're awesome. And like, you need to get out there and get engaged and get involved. Like if you were looking for a sign, this is your sign.
Okay. Here's your sign.
This is it. You guys bring it in. Bring it in. Have a wonderful Thursday. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good day, everybody.
House Republicans stay tough on Iran, and President Biden reacts to the Chauvin verdict by declaring all of us racist. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll get you caught up on the news and give you some laughs, too. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.